Just relax.
I'm sorry. And all I'm here is to say that we support the bill. I took the bill to the Board of Governors. The Board of Governors support this bill, and I'm here in favor of it. That's all I have to say.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I made you wait so long just to say
that. That's fine.
I would say that I believe that we're pretty familiar with this bill, and unless I'm mistaken, this committee is pretty well committed to get this bill out, and probably in its present form. I'm just guessing, but the comments that I've heard is that it's a needed bill, and it's in pretty good shape, so I think that's what we're going to do. All right, any questions? Thank you. Okay, next. Let's go. We'll get HB 2257 taken care of before the Senate session starts.
Brevity adds to the speed with which the bill will be dealt with.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Bill Linden, Stakeholder Administrator. I've provided the committee with written testimony stating the Judicial Department's support of 2257. This bill is something that Chief Justice and I have worked on during the interim with the Interim Judiciary Committee and the Commission. It fundamentally restructures the policymaking roles in the Indigent Defense System, takes the courts out of the awkward position of setting policy on funding and administration of one side of the criminal justice system, and I think is a very good piece of reform legislation. It's been through Ways and Means. There's money been set aside in the state budget to fund the operating costs, and I would recommend its passage.
Okay.
Jim Hennings, Metropolitan Public Defender. I've also provided written testimony. I very strongly favor the bill. The only thing I would suggest is that it go directly to the floor rather than back to Ways and Means. I understand it has that referral.
It does? Okay. I'll ask Senator Wires about that. Senator Wires? I understand now that this bill has a Ways and Means referral attached to it. Do you?
Yeah, I spoke to you up on the floor the other day.
Yes, and you recommended that it wasn't necessary, didn't you?
We sent a letter okay. To the desk asking to be rescinded.
Yeah. Will you prepare a letter so that when we have a work session on this, which will probably be tomorrow or Monday, that I can just go ahead and sign it and get it out? Just a draft? Oh, well, counsel says he can do that. Okay. Paula?
Paul Abrams, Commissioner on the Judicial Branch. I won't take up any more of the committee's time. Just to add, this bill is the product of a great deal of work during the interim by the Commission and the Interim Judiciary Committee working together, and I think it's a fundamental improvement in the administration of indigent defense in this state, so we would strongly urge your favorable passage of it, and also, again, the referral to Ways and Means be rescinded, because it has been through Ways and Means once, and the money is there.
Okay, yes, we're going to recommend that the referral be turned out. Thanks very much for
Thank
your
you.
Testimony. Now let's see where we are. What do we got left here?
We've got, that was 2257, we've got evidence.
Okay.
Why don't we see if we may not have What about witness wise?
I don't think we've got any witnesses on anything left, right?
2087, there are some witnesses. That's a bill that we haven't heard on that, including Pete Sandrock.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still here even.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that.
Okay, we've got
2638.
Is that the police? There are two people on that.
What's the noise about?
Let me take a look. My book doesn't have a copy of it.
2638, what's that about?
That's a deadly force bill. Deadly force
bill.
To bring state statute into line with the Supreme Court holding.
Okay. Let's see, is Chief Thomas here? And Stephen no, H-O-Y-Z-I?
That was Stephen House, who I believe passed up some sort of note communicating.
Oh, Steve, okay, I got it, yeah. All right, Steve House. Jack Frost wishes to testify Friday on language change and policy. All right.
Okay.
Put that over till tomorrow.
2545.
No, they've left.
They've left.
Paul Snyder.
58.
Bill Linden on 2988.
That's on the back of your page. And he just left. Oh, he's still.
No, he's still here. Let's see. This looks like a Senate bill. Oh my goodness! All right. Well, anybody else dying to testify on anything tonight?
Push the rest up. Now.
Okay, they're just.
Unless you want to hear him,
Mr. Chair, on 2087, Steve Jacobson. Yes. Signed up. It's really a question of when you would be recalling it. I can come back at another time.
You're from Portland, aren't you?
Yes.
I
think Mr. Sandrock and I were signed up. Mr. Sandrock's already left.
Yeah, okay. We'll, if you can come back.
I'll try.
All right. No, nobody can promise anything at this point in time, but.
Okay. Would it be tomorrow or Monday? Or,
I don't think it'd be tomorrow.
We've got 8 days up for tomorrow. We can push some of them over.
Yeah. All right, well, I think at 6:20, this committee is going to adjourn.